Are you on Skype, Big Fatty? Or if you don't mind, can you get on? That way we can talk about this while you're here and we can give you...
Can you get on so we can get off?
Yeah, Big Fatty's voice does make me want to rub one out.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Get on so we can get off.
Are you on, Big Fatty?
Big Fatty's voice does make me want to rub... Big Fatty...
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3957 of the BFO for Wednesday the 5th of April 2023. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. A show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and I got a couple more voice letters to share. Big Fatty!
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Well, good morning. Hello, goal reachers. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, your goal reachers today because many of you, I'm happy to report that the Laughing Buddha has met his goal for medical expenses for his kitty cat, Hagrid. And y'all, if you were able to donate to that, many thanks to you. I know the Laughing Buddha is probably overcome with emotion at your generosity. And y'all, giving is not about getting recognition. It is, you know, philanthropy, I always say, should always be anonymous. So anyway, if you were able to help, thank you so much on behalf of Laughing Buddha. He didn't tell me to say that. But y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, wishing Big Fatty a good morning was the one and only Kathy Marshall. Oh, Big Fatty. And Holly from the Enormous. Yes, Big Fatty, he was just incarcerated, I believe. And from the Laughing Buddha. Big Fatty, I'm sensing a theme here. It's true. So good morning to the three of you. And y'all, you can send me one a good morning anytime.
For Mr. Moose and Mr. Green Jeans too, and jolly old Captain Kangaroo are asking you to stay in the treasure.
Today, the 5th of April, in addition to marking the start of the Passover, y'all, it is a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've met this person many, many times. Many of you have met him at the Pride 48 out there in Lost Wages. And Big Fatty, in addition to that, Big Fatty has broken bread. Big Fatty, were you able to fix it? No, that means eaten. Oh, never mind. I've broken bread with him at the Podcasters of America supper in Hatlanta. Y'all, he's now, I believe, the Haunt Cub told me that he is now living down there in the Savannah area. Y'all, I am talking about none other than the creator and host of that little show called The Pod Cubs. Big Fatty, we heard him at the beginning of today's little show. We did indeed. Y'all, I'm talking about one and only Romo. Big Fatty, we love Romo. We do. So y'all, if you see Romo on the Twitty or the Metaspace or even the Woolly Mammoth, y'all, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, we did.
Happy birthday.
Y'all, you know it's Lurker Week, so lurkers, I know you're out there. You got just a few more days to de-lurk like Brendan did earlier. And y'all, Brendan sent me a follow-up. He says, "Are Big Ready? Thank you for the lovely words on this morning's show. My coal mine was giving me grief, and you put a great big smile on my face just when I needed it." Well, Brendan, I am delighted. Big Fatty, it was probably gas. Well, regardless of the reason you had a smile on your face, I'm glad that... I was responsible. Big Fatty, you're usually responsible for people's gas. But anyway, y'all, let's see. Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, I had some more of my boneless barbecue poke ribs for my supper. And y'all, they were real good. And while I was eating... The dip stop, by y'all, the dip stop been feeling well this week, so he's been kind of keeping to himself, as they say, and but he was getting a little stir crazy. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, so he was out doing just an abbreviated little nipple walk, and he stopped by for a few minutes. He had to... Call the doctor what am I trying to say? Big Fatty, we don't know. Monday. So the doctor sent him another prescription and said, "You need to go get some blood work done." So the nip was off to the vampire. But anyway, I just talked to him a little while ago. He was not feeling better. What was I trying to say? He was just getting out and doing a little nipple walk because of there was evidently lots of things being repeated on the TV machine on two. I say Tuesday. Yes, Big Fatty. let's see. I finished my supper and watched the news, and y'all, I caught up on a couple of more episodes of the A Million Little Things, and y'all, I'm really gonna be sad when it's all over, but anyway, it is living up to the great show it's been all these years, and y'all, you can see them tying up some loose ends here and there. And it's, you know, a lot of it is kind of memory lane for them. So but after that, y'all watched some of the sports ball, had it on the TV machine. And y'all, then I get a burp, burp, I said, "Hi." And y'all, it's my neighbor. Who's a former coal miner. He stops by every now and then, and so he came by, and y'all he stayed until 2 a.m. in the morning. Big Fatty, and y'all, I had already taken the go to bed pills before he got here, and so I was Big Fatty. He probably didn't even notice any difference, we had a nice chat, and it was just nice to catch up a little bit. And once he left, y'all, I crawled into the chamber, and y'all, slept like a nut on a log. I still woke up a little bit before 7 a.m. in the morning, And so I got up. You know, Miss Gail King is on a holiday this week, I believe. And so I started watching the recorded part of the Miss Gail King show. And by the time the 9 o'clock hour came around, I had caught up and was watching it live. The Nip sent me a message, was not going to do the Nipple Walk. So after I had my regular morning routine, I was off. I was off on the Nipple Walk, did the Fat Acres and the Big Circle. Came back, and y'all watched The Price is Right, and then I hopped in the chair. No, I didn't. I was tired, so I laid down in the love chamber, just on top of the sheets of the bedspread and all. And next thing I knew, I was drooling on the pillow and waking myself up snoring. Nobody probably noticed any difference. But anyway, I woke up and I went and I got my share. Here I am. Here I am recording the little show. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's me, Yeti Uncle John. How are you doing?
Hi.
I'm all right.
Yes.
I'm just reporting.
Yes.
Just reporting.
Yes.
From the house of Will down at Paul's parents' house.
Oh. Yes.
We're here with Pat and Michael.
Yes. Pat and Michael.
Yeah. Things are going on.
Yes.
There's been all sorts of
calamities.
I'm trying to think what Paul did. Paul is so busy.
Yes.
He's currently playing cards, so he can't come to the phone to record.
Oh,
we went to the cinema. We went to see Scream. That was scary.
Cinema.
Cromarty had to hold my hand.
Oh, was there popcorn?
We went for a meal. We went to a house party.
Oh, house party. Art Linkletter hosted that.
There was crisps. That was about all there was. Crisps. Oh, and chocolate cake.
Oh,
still.
Well,
there was gin as well, of course. Otherwise, we've just been relaxing.
Oh, lovely.
Haven't we, Cromarty? Yes, Yeti Uncle John.
Oh, yes.
We've just been relaxing.
Yes.
But you're not very good at doing that, are you?
No.
What do you mean? What do you mean, Cromarty?
Yes.
You're not very good at relaxing.
Oh.
You're like Paul's father.
Oh.
Well, and a bit like Paul sometimes. It's very difficult for you to just sit there and read a book.
Has he got the hippie jimmies? Well,
possible. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I just remembered. Yesterday, Paul was playing on his organ.
Oh!
Well, it's not his organ.
It
belongs to the family.
Oh!
Yes, a musical organ.
Oh, that's very different.
Yes, did not say that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's doing music.
Yes.
Doing some music.
Well, somebody.
For the podcast.
Yes, true.
Yes, it's all very exciting.
Yeah, big
anyway, I think that's all we've got to say, isn't it, Cromarty?
What?
Yes, Yeti Uncle John, it's all we have to say.
That's it. Okay.
You must be quiet now because
calling.
They're playing cards. We don't want to disturb them.
Is it strip poker?
Yes, right.
Oh.
Let's not disturb them. What are they playing? Snap.
Snap.
I think so.
Crackle.
Well, it's very technical.
Pop.
Anyway, Big Fatty, good to chat to you.
Snap.
Speak to you soon.
Okay.
Yes, Big Fatty. And hello, Poodle. You're looking lovely today.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, she is, isn't she?
Yes.
Looking ravishing, Poodle. Ravishing. Paul sends his best wishes.
Oh,
yes, he does. I'm sure he'll send a message soon.
Ravishing is chocolate.
All right, bye for
cake.
Now. Yeah. Goodbye, Big Fatty. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Yeti Uncle John and Cromarty from the from the Shy Life podcast, little show from over there in the Big Fatty. That's where Brendan's from. It's true. And Yeti Uncle John and Cromedy, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from the Shy Life podcast. I'm glad you're there with the Shy Yeti and that he's doing something productive with his hands. Big Fatty, you talking about playing that instrument? No, Big Fatty. No, that organ? No, playing cards. Oh, well, that's very different. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hey, Farty McFart Fart. So, this is not one of those good morning things. Because I'm so fucking jet lag. I don't know if it's morning or not. Just saying hi from Singapore, Mexico. I am about 2 weeks behind on shows. So I'm just hearing how you are crucifixing my mother language again. And that you still did not learn the word for the day, which is rooibos. Let's say together, rooibos. Let's repeat one more time, rooibos. Yeah, I'm about 2 weeks behind on shows. I guess I'll have some time on the flight back. But first I do a stopover in Hong Kong, Mexico for a night. And then I fly 4 hours in that direction. Then I fly 13 and a half hours back to little old Germany, which tomorrow is in pure chaos because every fucking Tom, Dick and Harry is striking at the trains, at the airport. So welcome to Western civilization. But hey, we're alive, we're kicking, we have food, we have chocolates, we have alcohol, we have cigarettes, we have your big balls, we have Ricky's big bulge on Twitter, so I guess the world is still fine. We're still turning, but hey, it is March. End of March, so it feels like it's the end of December. I'm ready for Christmas. Can you maybe play me that Christmas song again, just to remind me there's something to look up for? Yeah, and as you might have seen, I have not played the fucking Wordle for weeks now, because there is just no time between wiping my ass, looking at my boss, looking at the empty manager position next to mine. I'm wondering, when will 2023 finally end? Oh, maybe that's one of that, you know, February so-so questions. I don't know. Anyway, so as you can hear, I'm blabbering on. Might be the time change. So I'm sending you this little voice note because if I text you, it might be that you're still sleeping or having a gentleman caller or both. Oh, wait a minute. You don't do those kind of cuddly-wuddly things. Anyways, it's me, Hendrik, calling you from Singapore, Mexico. Maybe I'll send you a text from Hong Kong, Mexico tomorrow, and then I'll send you a text from Germany, Mexico again. And yeah, hope you're doing well. So hi to the boys. You know who they are. And then, yeah, keep well. You know, be nice to the children. Be nice to the old people. Oh, wait, you are an old person. Oh, no, you're not really an old person. You don't really qualify always for discount. At least not at the alcohol division of, what is that place called? Walmart East Walmart. Anyway. Love you. Bye.
Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, that, of course, was Hendrik. And Hendrik, thank you so much for the call from Mexico. Mexico is quite noisy. Did you see Ed Gong when you were over there in Singapore? Big Daddy. Speaking of Crumma, Hendrik, you coming back for a visit during the holidays? Big Daddy, that'd be lovely. At the beginning of today's little show, you heard the birthday boy and Skeeta from the Pod Cubs. And Skeeta, anything that you want to tell to Romo?
Get on so we can get off.
Are you on, Big Fatty?
Big Fatty's voice does make me want to rub.
Big Fatty's voice makes you want to rub Big Fatty or rub-a-dub-dub Fatty in a tub.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com.
Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.